When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to our Spring Equinox edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And you can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up the show is go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com, just like it sounds, Martha Norwalk, N-O-R-W-A-L-K. Click on the Listen Live link in the upper right corner. That clicks you through the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left and then Listen Online, and you're in great shape. You'll have the link to stream the show. And, of course, you can find us on Facebook these days. Go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World. Check out all the great photos and stories and videos and stuff about animals that I post. And there's a really, really important one. You know, a lot of them are just for fun and bringing attention and all of that. But really, really important one. It is the first post on the page under what's happening on the show. So you can just go to Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook and find it. And you will see a honeybee in the palm of a hand. And unfortunately, it's dead. Okay. And I'm telling you about it because this is such an important post, and it has like orange balls of pollen, you know, attached to its legs, you know, where honeybees, you know, collect the pollen when they're out, and its little tongue is sticking out. And the post is to remind us all that dandelions are the first source of pollen for honeybees. Now that we're, you know, spring is happening today. Happy spring, happy spring. 8:33 this morning. We are officially in springtime. Spring has sprung. But as spring springs or has sprung in your area and the honeybees come out, oh, there we go. Spring has sprung today. That's cool. That was fun. Anyway, if it's happening in your neighborhood and the honeybees have come out, their first source of pollen are the dandelions. And what this article is about, this honeybee had died, and the tongue was sticking out. It said because what killed it was the insecticide on the dandelion that had just collected pollen off of. So that you all need to know that. Dandelions are important. So if you have dandelions in your yard and they're blooming, okay, do not spray them and use any insecticide to kill them. Let the honeybees use them for food, and then you can get rid of the dandelions. And if you don't want them to go to seed, pick their little heads off. Don't spray them with insecticide because the honeybees are in great enough jeopardy as it is on their own. They don't need help from us to kill them. So please spread the word. And, birds flying outside, coming by saying, yeah, they don't like the insecticide either. So anyway, be aware of that. No pun intended. Okay. I always
use vinegar in my yard. Always use vinegar in my yard.
Yeah,
I don't use any pesticides.
I find I use vinegar as well, but what I've found, it works better if you can spray it when the sun is out.
Oh, I just use the gallon and I just pour it on. But I do.
But I find if the sun doesn't hit it sometimes, it just doesn't work as well sometimes. At least that's been my experience.
Yeah, what I do a lot of times, especially with the bigger rooted, like dandelions and stuff, is I pull the top off and then I pour vinegar right on the root. And that usually gets it.
Yeah. So anyway, no insecticides. too important, or honeybees are too important. So anyway, that was Natasha's voice. If you are wondering who the heck was that, it is the third Sunday of the month, and that means it's Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me, and Talk with Your Animals or Human Loved Ones on this side or the other, and Personal Awareness Coaching with Natasha Venter. So you know she's here, and we're all in the studio today. Woohoo! And running the show, as always, with his newly found, you know, Natasha, that we're skating a little bit on thin ice because it is now official. He went back to Kentucky and became officially godfather. Uncle Nathan.
Good morning, Martha.
And good morning, Nathan. Animal World's production engineer is here. And, you know, it's kind of, look at him. How quick did he have that music ready?
I know, he was
okay,
ready.
How quick, it was right there. It's gone to his ego a little bit. Mm. Okay, so just know, everything that anything goes wrong on the show right now, it's definitely his fault. That's the saving grace. But also, let's see how good he is at this. I would like to hear the Jingle Cats do a little happy birthday. Oh, darn. I thought I'd at least get a couple seconds of dead air. Darn. The Godfather is on top of it.
Well, I think we had a psychic give me a little earlier.
Okay, so Natasha cheated.
Yep.
Yeah, because now I was going to say, okay, Nathan, whose birthday is it?
Yeah. It's okay.
All right,
it's
Godfather, whose birthday is it?
It is the birthday of Natasha Venter joining Animal World.
And yours, too, because we started on the same week.
Did you both?
Yep, mm-hmm. On the same week.
Oh, I'm too old to remember.
That
it's
was 2 years ago.
It's only been 2 years. It's been 2 years. See, really? I don't. Anyway, so happy birthday, everybody.
Thank
it's been 2 years.
2 years.
Hard to believe.
I know. It's come fast and gone by, and we've walked a lot of miles with that COVID situation and everything that's happened in between. Because I know the first.
Well, now, wait a minute. Before we get we go off somewhere, we need to acknowledge the private studio.
Yes.
Because I'm delighted to say that we are also joined today by Animal World call screener Stacy Buck is here. Good morning, Stacy.
Good morning, Martha.
It's so good to see you all and be in person with you.
I don't have music like Nathan. I might need a song because he's got a song, so I might need a.
Okay.
I'm sure I can set up a few.
We'll
buttons
have to think of
there.
Something. I don't know.
Well, I think that makes sense, Nathan. So now that you're the Godfather, find some Stacy music.
Okay.
We'll think of something.
You know what we ought to have? Who?
Oh, like we could give you like a little.
Who was, but phone who ringing? Was the Saturday Night Lady? Saturday Night Live. She's not alive anymore, but she was such a great comedian, and she did.
I know her name. I can see her face. Yeah, Lily Tomlin.
Yeah, yeah.
Is it Lily Tomlin?
Was it her that did the the snooty operator?
Mm-hmm, longer face.
And she had.
Oh, I don't want to be.
Oh, gosh, she was so good.
We'll think of some songs. Well, anyway, something will come up.
We could give Stacy like a little ring phone effect for when somebody's
there
calling. And
okay,
then
we'll give her a ring. Well, anyway, so that's Nathan. Your homework is fine. Let's find some Stacy music so everybody's happy. Let's see. So you started that. I got a bunch of stuff on my list. I even forgot to get them out of the bag.
I even brought party favors today without even thinking about it being the anniversary of Natasha and I joining the program.
Yeah. He brought some doggy treats for all of us doggy owners.
Yes.
And I have some email follow-up from last week. I have a bunch of little things on my stuff to get around to. And, of course, phone lines are open today for your calls, and you're welcome to call in with any questions for me or Natasha, and animal related would be good. Mm-hmm. Or you can get a private reading from Natasha, and then we'll cover all the other stuff in between here. But you brought up one of the things I wanted to mention, which is it's kind of interesting because you just mentioned COVID and all the craziness mm-hmm. with that. And, of course, things are changing right now. And first time that I've been in this building and there are no signs that, you have to wear masks and all of that. Because, of course, they're following in this building as many following, you know, the guidelines. And of course, the mandates have been dropped for indoor masks and all of that. So, interesting. Guess who the only one here in the building who's wearing a mask still?
I brought mine just in case.
Well, okay. Natasha has hers in her purse.
Yes.
Mine's been on my face. It's not now because I have to take it off to speak on the microphone. But I just thought I would let you know where Aunt Martha sits with all the COVID stuff. Now, you, of course, have to make your own choices depending on who you are and what's right for you. I, on the other hand, I'm older. I am in the risk group with health concerns, and astrologically, lungs are, you know, a weak spot for me and all of that. Anyway, I am not willing to put myself in any kind of risk of picking up this virus. Okay. Now, I would say that it's really important. You need to be aware of what's going on right now, because there, you know, there's so much mandate and mask and vaccine fatigue and all that sort of stuff. And everybody just can't wait to, you know, a lot of people can't wait to throw masks off, that sort of stuff. I'm not one of them. It's not over. I mean, the COVID's not done. People are still, it's still spreading like crazy. People are getting sick. People are getting hospitalized. People are dying. Now, good news is, if you're vaccinated and boosted, you don't end up in the hospital and you don't die. So that's a good thing. However, most of us that have been boosted are more than 6 months since our booster and so forth. And we now know that the immunity kind of drops a bit. And if you haven't heard, there's a new variant that's spreading like wildfire in Asia and Europe right now. We believe it's already here, but just getting started in this country. But, you know, history would dictate that it's just a matter of time. And we can ask the psychic, but I expect that we'll have a surge here this spring. A surge is going to start, as it is in Europe and Asia. Now, I don't think that's going to change. I don't think it's going to bring back mask protocols and mandates now. It is starting to affect, like South Korea. There's some countries now that are bringing back mandates because they did a better job faster than we did. So they dropped protocols before we did. Now they've got a big surge going on. Anyway, I think we've probably gotten to the point where we're just going to end up living with this stuff. But what I have decided, because I think this new variant is like 30% more contagious than Omicron, so even more contagious. And my understanding from all that I pay attention to is that even if you are vaccinated and boosted, if you allow yourself into a situation where you get exposed to this stuff, the likelihood is real high you're going to get it. Now, the likelihood is also, if you're vaccinated and boosted, that you're not going to get real sick or end up in the hospital and so forth, unless you're in the risk group sort of thing. Now, and because I'm all of that, so I've just decided I'm not changing anything I'm doing. I am still masking everywhere I go in public and will continue to do that. I've been kind of surprised, and I went into a store up in Snohomish this last week, and nobody was masked except me. I went to Fred Meyer and Monroe, and, you know, we're kind of redneck territory, and everybody was masked. Very few people were unmasked. So, you know, people are making their own choices. I'm going to continue to follow the protocol until, and that means I'm being very cautious. I'm requiring if you're going to want to work with me as a behavior therapist and trainer, I require that you be masked and so forth. At any rate, I'm going to continue being diligent on this level until I get another booster. And, of course, Pfizer and Moderna have put in their requests now. It's only a matter of time until we can get another booster. Once I've gotten a second booster, so I've had four vax, then I'll feel a little more comfortable relaxing some protocols, depending on what's going on with the virus in our area here. So that's what I'm doing. So if you're in a risk group or the older and whatever, I say keep masking, keep yourself safe. And I want to make sure that I've been boosted. I want to make sure that if I were to pick it up, that The Pfizer antiviral drug is available immediately, although I don't know how well I do with that. I mean, a few years ago, I wanted to try, Tamiflu, that antiviral that came out years and years ago. Mm-hmm. I thought I would give that a whirl if I ever got sick. Well, I ended up getting the flu, and so I got the Tamiflu. Well, the Tamiflu made me sicker than the flu did. I mean, I got so nauseated and I was like, oh. So I have no idea if this Pfizer antiviral is anything similar to the Tamiflu antivirus thing. If it is, then it I might not do so well. So anyway, that's, I just want to make sure that that drug is available, though, whether or not I tolerate it well and that I've been boosted. And then I'll consider dropping protocols. But for me, I don't know that I'll ever go anywhere in public around people without a mask, but I'm okay with that. Mm-hmm. I have to mask forever. I'm fine. You should see my closet. I am totally supplied with all kinds of masks and everything and gloves and so I'm prepared for anything. But anyway, just that's where I am at it, and so that you make your own choices. And of course, everyone that's surrounding me that didn't come in with masks today, Stacy and Natasha and Nathan. Well, they're young. What can I say? And so, it makes more sense for, you guys if you want to get wild and crazy and take the, and all
at
that
school,
stuff.
At school, I do wear...
Natasha works in a petri dish anyway.
Yeah, and so
kids.
I do wear my mask most of the time at school. I don't necessarily in the hallways, but when I'm working with students, especially going into kindergarten class, I do. One-on-ones with kids, I do wear masks and that kind of thing. So I'm pretty conscious of who I am with and that kind of thing and how I am. Like when we were together, even though I spoke to you, I kept my breath in. I'm very conscious of how I interact with people.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That makes a difference.
Cool. All right. So anyway, so that's where I stand with all of this. And I found it interesting. Most of the businesses that I've been into, it's kind of interesting. Many of the customers are not masked anymore, but very few businesses I've been in that all the employees aren't still masked. Mm-hmm. Now I was in one that was not the case. Anyway, so I think a lot of people are making their own choices, and I think are hopefully keeping up with what's going on, but. Mm-hmm. If you just got to know there's a new variant out there and it's much more contagious, and you'll probably get it even if you've been vaccinated. But if you're not in the higher risk groups, you're not likely to get.
Well, there's also the spring cold going around. And
well, that's what I thought. I have loved all this time. No colds, no flu. Because you protect mm-hmm. yourself against COVID. Pretty much you're protecting yourself against everything else, all the other viruses going on. So, I might elect to do it anyway just because I don't. You avoid that kind of mm-hmm. stuff. But anyway, of course, then they're downsized to wearing masks and stuff. You don't really get to see people's faces. And of course, I've learned to tell if people are smiling or not, even if they have masks on, And mm-hmm. Let's see. Oh, looking at what time it is. It is time, of course, to officially start the show before we go off on any more tangents. But it also is time to take care of advertisers. So why don't we do that first? Take care of advertisers, and then we'll come back and officially start the show. That way we can open phone lines if anybody wants to call in early. Otherwise, we'll just get to the list of stuff to do and carry on. So happy birthday, Natasha and Nathan, joining Animal World.
Yes.
It's been 2 years.
Yes, our school closed down the first weekend that I was on the radio. So the first we closed down the Monday after the show. I was on the show for the first time. It was kind of interesting. Coming on the show, life was opening up for me at the same time school was closing
it was
down.
Shutting down. That's right.
You can almost
right.
literally say one door closes and another one
opens up. That was exactly how COVID came into my world. It was interesting.
Well,
it was
okay.
Very interesting.
So I guess we're celebrating COVID, 2 years of COVID. Well, 2 years, yeah. Hmm.
More than that, sadly.
It's been more than that. But
yeah.
I think we're actually coming. COVID is 19 means it started in 2019. So, mm-hmm. yeah, we're about 2.5 years.
That's what mm-hmm. I thought. Yeah. Okay.
I'm just kind of going by where the schools closed down. you know,
gotcha.
In the
That's
state.
Right, because we didn't close schools right away. It's hard to remember what happened when and all of those details.
So March was when the school.
Anyway, it's been down. 2 years since Natasha and Nathan joined the show. They came the same week together.
Yeah.
So happy birthday, and everybody stay right where you are. We will take care of our advertisers, come back and officially start the show. And then I get a great follow-up email. Diane, we're going to get to your email, and thanks for your input. It came in late last week. We didn't have time to get to it on the show. So anyway, stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's ANANDA Washington.org.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
There's a reason they invented the internet. It's called 1150kknw.com.
Hey, I'm Martha Norwalk, and thanks for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. We're here until noon today, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And gosh, we heard from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, the Blue Lotus Temples out on the Bothell Everett Highway, and the yoga hall's right next to it, and great services on Sunday, and all kinds of wonderful classes and events, and all, even with the relaxation of the mandates and so forth, Ananda's following, you know, the guidelines, but they are going to continue to have all events and classes be hybrid. So for folks like me that, you know, I wasn't comfortable going to the temple for services, even with everybody masked. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, you sing, you chant, you do all that mm-hmm. stuff, which spreads all that stuff around. And, oh, you know, not knowing if everybody's vaccinated and all of that. I wasn't comfortable then. I'm certainly not comfortable now that everybody's going to be unmasked. So I choose to continue to Zoom or stream depending on the class or the event. So I'm very grateful that all of the stuff at Ananda will continue to be hybrid so we can join in whatever way we are comfortable. And anyway, check them out, anandawashington.org. Find out all the great happenings there. And, of course, if you need my help as a behavior therapist and trainer, I always do a free telephone evaluation. So you or anybody you know has problems with their dogs, can call me, and I'll talk to you for free on the phone. Just tell them to call me, not during the show, of course, 360-217-7258. Alrighty then. Let's see. While we were taking care of advertisers, Nathan was busy trying to find Stacy some music. Now, I remembered what I was thinking. I think it was Lily Tomlin that played the operator. And it would the segment always started with her saying, one ringy dingy dingy, two dingy dingy dingy, three dingy dingy. And I want that voice, and one ringy dingy, two ringy dingy, three ringy. I thought that'd be perfect, Stacey. But she said, oh, no.
I think I found something that would be good.
Nathan found something else. What do you think of this one, Stacey?
Oh, I don't have it yet. I'm still working on it. I have another one I'm got in the mix right now, thanks to Natasha's suggestion. Kind of a little bit more generic. Not
do you
want to
get them
specific.
Prepare them better before we run them past Stacey then?
Here, let's just do a quick snippet of what I'm working on with the Stacey song here.
Okay. Oh, Stacey, why you gotta be so crazy? So how about Stacey? Why you gotta be so crazy? Oh, I don't know.
What's plan B?
Okay, so yeah, that doesn't really feel like Stacey to me.
No.
She's not really crazy.
I like the little country twang for Animal World, but I mean, it's got to be something that's good for Stacey too. But
well, that's why I said we have to get her approval before you start. Okay, so you got something else you said you're working
on? Yeah, still working on it. Don't quite have a snippet ready yet. Okay. Well, but as soon as I get it, we can run it by her.
Okay.
I think Stacey, why you have
all
to
this
be...
work to do? I didn't mean to do that,
Stacey. Well, you know, we're going to milk anything we can. Stacey, why you be so crazy, I think has been rejected.
Yeah, I would think so, too. Yeah. But, I didn't really like the look on her face.
Okay, so Nathan will flag us when he has another choice, Stacey. So we'll see if we can find something that passes. One ringy dingy, two ringy dingy. I just think that's... And can't you see Stacey on that high chair swinging her, and one... Oh, gosh, okay. Never mind. All right, it's time to get serious here and start the show. So, if you haven't been here when I officially start the show, I do that by honoring the saint that's been guiding my work with the animals for so long. That, of course, would be Saint Francis. And because it's Sunday, we start with a couple of little Saint Francis prayers. And then we have a pile of affirmations we do to get us all energized or in great balance and so forth for the day and the week. So I start with a little prayer for our animal friends. It's the prayer to St. Francis for our animal friends. Here we go. Good St. Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. St. Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. Alrighty, now for us human animals, a little longer prayer. It is the St. Francis of Assisi Peace Prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace, amen, shanti, shanti, shanti. All righty. Now, for our group of affirmations here, there's several that we do. And by the way, this part of the show, whether you participate, is optional. You get to decide. And you can say these affirmations out loud along with me. You can use them every day like I do, as a number of you do, I know, because I hear from you. Or you cannot participate at all. Totally up to you. Not like dancing when we get to, 10 and 11. Dancing's required. And I have backup from Diane that it's important we do this. So I'll be reading you that in a moment. All righty, here we go. So some of these affirmations we're doing for ourselves personally. Some of them we're doing for ourselves as an animal world collective, power in numbers. So here we go. This one we start with is for ourselves personally. I say each one out loud three times. Here we go. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. All righty. Now, the second one comes from Linda Rasmussen, our best and energy codes practitioner, and who is Think Wonderful Thoughts. She's in Egypt right now on vacation. Ooh, posting really cool photos.
Isn't she?
Yeah, we're watching their Facebook photos. All righty. But this one comes from her. I found it very powerful, and I know a lot of you use this and like it too. And this one we do for all of us as our Animal World Collective. Here we go. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. All righty. Now we have another one that we do for all of us. And this is our health and well-being one. And this is the one that I want you to focus on. When you do have to go out in the world, don't go out in fear. Go out in health and well-being and spreading the health and the well-being. But be wise. Wear your mask if you feel you should, as I do. All righty. Here we go. Three times. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flow through me, flow through me, flow through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flow through me, flow through me, flow through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flow through me, flow through me, flow through me. All righty then. And the last one in this group of affirmations comes from Natasha. And I thank you for this affirmation, Natasha, because I find that it has helped me a lot with everything that's going on. So this one we do for all of us, and this is a real good one to do all the time. Here we go three times. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. All right, and then to conclude this group of affirmations, take your hands, cross your palms over your chest, and repeat with me, I trust, I trust, I trust. All righty, and then the conclusion here, and boy, has this affirmation gotten really important. We need, love is the most powerful energy on the planet. We need to spread the love and the light all over the place, especially now. So imagine it going everywhere, especially to the war zone and seeing, peace and light. And let's do what we can to elevate the energy and see peace. Here we go. Three times on this one. God's light is within me and around me, with a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Help us fill the world with God's light. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Oh, all righty then. We are all spiritualized up for today, for the week. Take this energy with you and spread the love and the light everywhere around the world. And we will do more of that consciously when the dancing portion, exercise portion, and love train happens at 10 and 11. All righty. Now, before we get off on any of our little tangents, and phone lines are open, by the way, 425-373-5527. If you've got a question for me or Natasha or want a reading, and anyway, so you can call in whenever you want. And we will interrupt. All right. Now, this email came from Diane last week, right towards the end of the show. I didn't see it. I don't know that Nathan did either. But anyway, we weren't able to use it on the show. Last week, On the show, I told you about a call I got from a long listener from back in the KVI Como days, and who you know, discovered, found me again, and absolutely delighted. And used to use had, for years. She and her animals had taken the Missing Link supplement. That, of course, when Dr. Collette died, the company was sold and all of that, so it isn't the same. And so she was wanting to try the NuPro supplements, and so. But she was having a little trouble finding it. So I asked y'all, where do y'all get it? And, you know, because I get it up at Bridges in Snohomish, and there are places that have it or can order it for you. But Diane had something to say about that and other things here. So let me read to you what she had to say. And listen to this. Good morning, beautiful people. Okay, so, hey. That was you and me, Nathan, and Walter.
Remember, you're talking to people on the radio here.
I know, but good morning, beautiful people. She was talking to us. Okay, I think she was talking to us.
No, I mean, like, that deny it. Remember, Diane, you're talking to people on the radio. That's what I meant. Oh. Never mind. Carry on.
In other words, we don't really have to care how we look, right?
Here we go. She says, I have been ordering NuPro from Amazon. Oh. She said, I tried to order from the company directly, but the shipping charges are practically equal to the cost of the product, so I didn't go that route. And, you know, I'll just tell you generally, my understanding is I'm not speaking for NuPro or any other company, but kind of what I've gleaned over the years is that most manufacturers kind of discourage you from buying their product from their website. They'd really rather you get it from a retailer because I think that keeps their chain, you know, of going. So they'd really rather you go to retailers. So sometimes, and as small as companies, they can't get the great shipping prices, you know, that Amazon's do and all of that sort of thing. So I think that might be part of the issue. But so she gets it on, and then she says, "Friends Forever Pet Food in Kirkland will order it for you. Takes a week or more to receive." But they did not carry in stock last time I was there. Maybe they do by now. So that was Friends Forever Pet Food in Kirkland. I don't know where my listener is. But anyway, very nice people there. Love them and the store, but I prefer to shop closer to home. Let's see. So the Friends Forever Pet Food in Kirkland is on Lake Street and was formerly Dooley's Doghouse, for any of you that want to know. And then she says, love the Love Train dancing. And for confirmation, Martha, my chiropractor told me to dance around the apartment to help my spine and back. Well, yeah, I've never actually sort of said that, but that's one of the big motivations why I do this, because we haven't been moving through, you know, not nearly as much, and me included, through this pandemic. Most of my pants don't fit anymore. It's like, okay, we need to start moving again. And dancing is one of the best ways.
That's how I exercise.
Yep. So dancing around your house, you know, it's chiropractic and doctor recommended. Mm-hmm. Diane says so. All right. So that's why dancing is required at 10 and 11. Of course, I always tell you, you can dance in your head. You can dance in your bed. You can dance in your chair. You can dance anywhere. So we'll get to that. We're on the way. All righty. So let's see if there's anything that I need to mention here. I have a couple more emails from last week. Last week was the behavior training and healing. Well, it was, you know, my teaching show with Walter Stoffel. And we did take some behavior questions from his fans and followers. And so I think this listener was sending in questions. And I'm not so sure what she's asking and all of that. But if we have time, I'll read these emails that we got from this listener. And maybe y'all can help me sort out what she's actually asking. I'm not sure there's a question in this. Anyway, it's a couple emails from this one. But we'll get to them if we can. And I was going to give a big shout out of thanks, but I think we will be able to do that with the first phone caller. So we're going to time out from chatting about our current events things. And by the way, I am asking Natasha, since she knows a lot more about detailed astrology than I do, Because there's a lot of stuff going on astrologically, besides just the spring equinox that, you know, is like happening as we speak. It started, you know, this morning at 8:33 is when it was official.
It's a huge doorway.
Yeah,
just like any equinox and solstice are usually big doorways. But there's something about each one that's been unique in the last couple years.
Yeah. But there's this equinox. Anyway, so there's stuff. So we'll get a little bit from Natasha on, you know, what that means to us practically and so forth. So we'll get there. But we, as promised, we'll go to the phones as soon as we can. And, I can't wait to do this. We got big stuff going on out in Salton. And so this actually comes in the follow-up department. Anyway, welcome back to Animal World. Cindy, oh, never mind. Didn't I told you? You know, he's
the Godfather speaks again.
Getting
sorry,
a little frustrating,
Cindy.
Because he's taken over the show. All right, Cindy, you're going to have to wait because the Godfather has spoken and he wants to take care of advertisers, and then we can have plenty of time to talk to Cindy. So, Cindy, hold on one more time, and let's take care of advertisers, and then we will start the next segment with Cindy from Salton. We got some big news going on, and a huge shout-out to Marilyn and Meow Cat Rescue in Kirkland. Yeah, I got great stuff to tell you about them. No wonder I love them and feature them. Anyway, stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com. Now.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats, and Acutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Make us part of your daily routine. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and gosh, we're on the downside of the first hour of our spring equinox edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard from our wonderful Dr. Nels Rasmussen, and he said you can find him at healingministryforanimals.com. He always does a free telephone evaluation. Just go through the website, click on the contact link, tell him you want to talk. He'll talk to you for free on the phone, just like I do. And, of course, he's got the Rasmussen Reset Do-It-Yourself program is available and still at the cheap price. So check him out, healingministryforanimals.com. If you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, love you to join our Animal World family of advertisers. We've got great rates. You get interviews on the show and link on the website. So give me a call if you're interested, 360-217-7258. And, of course, our premier sound healer of the Northwest, Jude Ponton, is in the Whispering Dragon Center in Seattle. She is working a couple days a week now and can see you in person, so you can experience the gong room and the acutonics and chiropractic in person. Or she also works remotely. And all you got to do is give her a call, 206-706-2836. Website is whispering-dragon.com and Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook. And Jude said she just posted a cool, I think, little video or something on Facebook. So you might want to check it out, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook. Or just give her a call, 206-706-2836. All righty then. It's time to talk to Cindy, but just as a moment, Nathan has let me know that, Stacy, he has prepared another choice. We're trying to find music because Stacy's a little jealous since the Godfather is his own music now. We have to keep Stacy happy. So what is the next choice for Stacy?
How about that one? A little ring, ring from ABBA?
I have a little suggestion. Should I play it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Okay. Well, I think
or you can send it to me and then I can cue it up.
Okay. I don't know. Send you the song?
Well, in the meantime, we got to
take care of
Cindy and Sultan.
Talk to Cindy,
no, I want her to play it.
Well, I have to set it up right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'll take a little bit of time. Yeah. Let's get to Cindy here.
You know, why don't I just go home?
Here it goes.
Oh. Oh, yeah. I was thinking of
that's
that one, too.
That's the one. We...
Carly Rae Jepsen's
yeah,
Call Me
Carly,
Maybe.
That's who it was.
We just need the part of it. We don't need the whole, just the little Call Me part. That's good.
Yeah, I like that. Because that's what Natasha said. There's songs that say Call Me. That's the one I was thinking, but I couldn't remember who it was. It's too new.
Yeah, Natasha was mentioning like an older song.
Yeah,
I mean, that song is definitely, you know, past, you know, the mainstream, so it could technically be an older song.
And there's a lot
song,
of remakes, so.
Yeah.
All right, we'll work on that. Okay. So Nathan can work on that, and then we'll see if that's it. Call me.
All right.
We'll see. Okay, so now can we go to Sultan now?
We can do that.
All right, Cindy, welcome back to Animal World. You're live with me and Natasha.
Hello.
Hello, Cindy.
Hey. Now, I think I want to get a cold read from Natasha on this before we say a whole lot.
That sounds good.
All right, but in order for everybody else to follow, if you're not familiar with the conversations we've been having with Cindy and Sultan lately, you know, she's out in the middle of nowhere, and she's been dealing with feral cats. And long story short, she was able to trap one of them because we figured we know there's a mom and a litter of mm-hmm. kittens that are at least 6 months or so old. So starting the process, and Cindy and I just kind of thinking, and Cindy thinking, well, let's trap them, and then we can get them spayed and neutered, you know, and do that TNR thing. Except she and I don't know what we're doing. Except Cindy had us trap and sent it out. Lo and behold, she caught the cat, one of the cats. And so we have this, and Natasha has confirmed a couple of times now that this is a really, really feral cat. And so Cindy, this kitty Cindy has named Crystal is... enclosed in an extra room in her house, but, you know, very, very feral. Now, I'll tell you the great news with Meow and all of that, but that's just so everybody you know, we're going to be discussing this whole mm-hmm. situation. Now, before we talk about all the things that are on our list and fill you in on what's gone on, could you tune in to Crystal Kitty in the bedroom at Cindy's house? And tell us if you pick up anything that would be significant.
She would do much better outside.
Well, but something we don't already know.
Yes. Oh. That is the key to her mental health.
How about physical body?
Physical body. She is basically in that fear and flight mode to where her body can it's in that shutdown mode.
And
so
it may be too early, we may not get the confirmation we need. So
she's in the fear and flight mode, so
right.
that her body is shutting down and her organs, like I feel like her liver and her kidneys are
well, we're
she's,
thinking.
She's. I mean, I see her like this. She's like
tight
knot.
Yeah, she is.
And
but
so.
We're thinking that she may be pregnant.
Oh,
that's what I was. That's why I was hoping maybe you'd pick up. But it could be anyway.
Is she pregnant?
Well, so we'll tell you the story. Anyway, what's going on? So, as of the last time we talked about this on the air. We had, Cindy has named this cat Crystal. She's a black cat. She's got her locked up in the spare room. We know that can't continue for long because she's real, real feral and she doesn't like being in this room and who could blame her and all of that. She's getting fed regularly, but you know, that's the plus thing for her. And, we were trying. I was calling places. Cindy was calling places. You know, feral cat spay and neuter. All he's been trying to figure out how we could get this cat spayed. We think it's the mom and the female, but we're not positive because Cindy can't get her hands on the cat and all of that. Anyway, we couldn't even get anybody to call us back. We couldn't get any information. And all of the online and all the calls I made and Cindy made was like, there aren't any appointments available, and you couldn't get anybody to call you back. And it was a frustrating nightmare to try to, you know, and we kept, well, last time Natasha was here, she said, well, two or three to four weeks or something, it'll start to, well, anyway. So last week was Shelter Rescue Sanctuary Sunday, and I interviewed Marilyn, you know, from Meow Cat Rescue. So I asked Marilyn, I told her about Cindy's situation, and because Marilyn mentioned that they, you know, have spay and neuter vouchers. And so forth. Well, Marilyn said, we can help with that. And I said, I mean, you can help arrange, you know, for the spays and neuter. Yeah, yeah. I said, well, what about, well, we need somebody to help with, we know there's a litter of kittens out there and we got to figure out how to, you know, trap them and TNR them and all of that. Oh, we can help with all and all that. Well, you know, a lot of people talk big. So after the show last Sunday, this last week, then, I had Cindy call Meow and, you know, and then asked for Marilyn if she needed to. Well, she ended up talking to Marilyn and my gosh, a whole different world. And they help with everything for crying out loud. Said, yep. They said, well, we'll send somebody out there. And what we'll do is we'll show you how to get, we'll trap the cat in the bedroom. To get her in trap, and then we'll come pick her up. We'll take her in, a spay or neuter, and then we'll bring her back. We'll coach you as to how to lure and set up the feral litter that's out there and get them on a schedule and eating certain places and so that we can, and then we'll come out and trap all of them, and then we'll take them all in and spay and neuter them and bring them all back for release. And it's like, really? Because that was one of the biggest problems is once we trap this cat, how do we get it someplace and who can handle the feral? But Meow will help you with everything. So keep that in mind. If there are feral cats in your neighborhoods and stuff and TNR needs to be done, you don't necessarily have to be the one to do it. You just have to coordinate it. And Meow is fantastic at helping. And they return phone calls. It's like, yay, couldn't be better. So anyway, Cindy... pretty great that we found Meow and they're willing to help, right? Cindy, are you still there?
Oh, I didn't. I wouldn't know what you're talking about. Yeah, that's just amazing. It's a relief.
Yeah, yeah. And so at this point now, we have a trap set up in Cindy's extra room that is set not to spring. And so Cindy, you know, the instructions were she was to get the cat eating in the trap. And then when Meow gives them, you know, when the trapping people give the okay, then Cindy will set it, trap the cat. They'll come get her, take her in, bring her back. Well, then Meow was talking to Cindy about, or the trapper person or somebody was saying, You know, the kittens can start breeding as early as 5 months.
Mm-hmm.
And we know those kittens were more than that. Well, and then after Cindy told me that, and she was by last week, I had a flash that Kat could be pregnant. I didn't say anything to Cindy, but then she called me last night. She got, finally, the cat came out to eat and is getting more comfortable. Mm-hmm. So Cindy got to see her body. And even though she meow had her not feed her for a while, so she was hungrier, so she'd start mm-hmm. eating in the trap, and she is doing that. But Cindy said her belly has gotten bigger, and it's bigger than it was. It's bigger than mm-hmm. I expected. So Cindy was thinking maybe, and I said, well, let's just see if we can get a cold read from Natasha, and if she picks up on more souls or pregnancy. But you doesn't look like you're feeling this at all.
No, and if she is, then that's something that either her body is blocking that information, or there's something going on that I'm not getting that okay. information. Because there's sometimes where I am wrong.
Yeah.
I am wrong, yeah. And I get that, but it's there's something off about that information. Either, you know, if she is, then her body is totally denying that she is.
Well, now the first thing we can look at, Cindy, too, is the timing, because I've forgotten. Now, I know we talked to Natasha last month.
It's been about 2-3 months.
Yeah, see, I think now that I think about the timing, I think it's been too long for her to be pregnant, because gestation period for cats is 63 days.
Okay, it could be right on. We're on it. The first time I trapped her was January 15th. So it's just over that.
February 15th, March. So if she were pregnant at the time you caught her, she's right getting close to that 63 days now.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you said she looked different to you when you got to see her. And you said her behavior's a little different.
Oh, yeah. She's acting crazy.
Okay, so tell Natasha what you're witnessing, and let's see if that triggers anything for her. So how is her behavior different?
Oh, yeah, she's doing a weird meow, kind of like screaming to get out, which is, you know, I would be doing that too.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a no-dash box with books so she can't jump out, and I always peek over that. And for the first time, she put her front paws on the thing and looked at me. And then the second time she did it, she gave the blinky thing right away.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Her eyes. She's communicating with you.
She boomed the blink. She turned around. She ran out. Went into the trap I had, put food in it. And I could see her stomach hanging down like an old cat flabby on the bottom.
Oh.
And then she had, I've never seen her before, except for sitting and hiding.
Yeah.
She was way bigger than I would have expected for fatness.
Okay, well, like I said, I could be. There's something, her body is not, I'm not getting
yeah,
that
okay.
she is. So, but like I said, though, sometimes an animal, when they're in this state of mind.
Oh, she's in total stress.
Yeah,
I think you might need to, what I was thinking on the way down here was, you know, what I would set up for my cats when I was a kid, if they were pregnant, would, you know, a cardboard box with a blanket in it and stuff or something in the corner, give her a place where she could nest.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see if she starts.
Was it at the top?
It could be an open box, I think, with just a blanket in it.
Mm-hmm.
Just a place to nest, and let's see if she has any interest in that.
Yeah, she has been pulling out the bedding of one of her things and making it look like a nest.
Well, I could be wrong on this.
So we'll need to talk more. Cindy, do you want to hold over the top of the hour? We'll talk to you after we love train, or do you want to talk later with me off the air?
Yeah, go ahead and hold.
Okay, I'll put Cindy on
I'm
hold.
Really, I'm getting her body is just like freaking out right now, and that's the language I'm getting.
All right, well, we'll put Cindy on hold, and then let's focus. So we're going to close out hour number one, fire up hour number two, get on the love train. And in the meantime, we'll see if anything comes through for Natasha over the top of the hour. We might get new music for Stacy, and we'll see what's going on. So it is time to prepare for love training, and that will happen here at the top of the hour. And remember, dancing is required, but you can dance in your head, you can dance in your bed, you can dance in your chair, you can dance anywhere. Get up on your feet, dance with me, join the love train. I'm going to cruise through, pick you up. And during the love train, when we're sending the love and the light all over the planet, You know where it needs to go, Ukraine, Ukraine, and to the people of Russia as well, okay? Because we want them to see the truth, know what's going on, but love, love, love.
I pray regularly.
I'm almost constantly. In a constant state of prayer for what's going on. Let's elevate the energy. And I always energize up the love train for us and our physical bodies. And remember, doctor's orders, dancing's required. And here we go, energizing it up. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, the body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the love train. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.